Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Doopy Time. My name is Ian Smith, I'm your host, bringing you the dope on dope into doopies for the next hour on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. How are y'all doing tonight? I mean, can't complain, myself to be honest. I've been doing pretty good this past week. It is a little different now that I have a weekly show instead of a bi-weekly show. I have to keep the ideas fresh. I have to keep the music flowing for sure. But we made it work this week. And yeah, before we start playing any music, let's talk about the theme. Because for those who are not aware, doopy is a word that means whatever you want it to mean. And doopy time, by definition, is all the time. So what is doopy right now? Well, if you're curious, to all those listeners out there, tonight, June 14th at 11:01 p.m., doopy is a noun and can be defined as the part of existence that is measured in minutes, days, years, etc., or this process considered as a whole. A synonym for this might be the word time. And guess what time it is? It's doopy time. It's time for some music, it's time for some banter, and above all, it is time for doopy. Truly inspiring words. Off the cuff, by the way. My god. Who can handle me right now? Anyway, so this set is going to be split a little bit into like phases, I suppose. First phase is just like songs that I think generally fit the theme of time. So to start us off, we have this wonderful little tune called Last Train at 25 O'Clock by Lamp off of their first album, Four Lovers. And this song is about missing your train, but not caring. So I can't think of a better way to start off this episode is by playing a song about being late. All right, let's listen to the song.
Bye.
right, that was Oh I Know by L.A. Priest. And before that was Last Train at 25 O'Clock by Lamp. Yeah, I've been itching to play that last song on the air for a while. I've liked it for quite a while. And I have, like, a playlist on my Spotify where I just literally just put songs that I want to play on the radio in that playlist. And they'll get, I think most of them will get played eventually. I might do a show just dedicated to, like, playing songs from that playlist. But I'm glad I got to play this one. I think this has been on there since, like, March. But yeah, songs that have to do with time. We are moving from songs that have to do with time into songs that have times in the title. So, like, increments of time, more specifically. Seconds, minutes, days, weeks, months, years. It goes on. I think I only go up to years on these next couple songs. But, yeah, we're gonna listen to some time titled songs. Yes. Okay, up first we have this one song, 15 Minutes by Mike Kroll. It's a shorty. Again, it's the length of time of this song is only a minute and 35 seconds, so ha. Even I wish this song was like 15 minutes or like at least name it like 1 minute or like 1 minute and 35 seconds. But I guess you had to name it 15 minutes and I guess that's fine, too. But I'm just saying it could be false advertising for sure. To name a song 15 minutes, then only have it be one. What about the other 14 minutes? What about the 14 minutes and 25 seconds that that isn't being accounted for, Mike Kroll. Mike Kroll, more like your Kroll. Let's sit in that for a second. Okay, 15 minutes by Mike Kroll. What if I told you that the world is gonna...
Yeah. Thank you.
that was some 2 weeks by Grizzly Bear. Before that, we had Days Go By by Men I Trust and 5 Years by Bjork. Yeah, all this talk about increments of time, 15 minutes, 5 years, 2 weeks. But I think one measure of time, little increment of time that I don't think we talk about enough is 8 minutes. That's right. Every 8 minutes every day, the American Red Cross responds to a home fire or other emergency. Every 8 minutes, we're there to provide help and hope. We can't do it without you. Your donation provides food, shelter, and comfort to families affected by disaster. Every dollar you donate means more than you can imagine. Fire takes everything from a family. Your donation helps them recover. Please donate today at redcross.org. And that was my PSA for the show. And you cannot tell me that that wasn't smooth as hell. Sorry. Let me try and close this better. As I put this away, let me talk more about the next phase of the show. So now we're going to try and kind of get into more like, I guess, like, before we were kind of dealing with, like, the objective measurements of time, such as, like, actual, like, minutes and years and weeks. But now I want to look at, like, more cultural and subjective interpretations of time. I think that one thing that time is often associated with in popular culture is change. And as such, there are a lot of songs about time passing and change happening and maybe not necessarily wanting that change. So I have a couple songs now that I'm going to play that kind of deal with that emotion, kind of like the more like negative, I guess, like in a pros and cons list. These are like the cons of like a time, like time passing, you know? And for the first song, I think has more of a significance to it than some of the other songs on this. So let me explain it. This song is Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want by the Dream Academy. It's a cover of the Smiths song, and I will not be playing any Smiths songs on my show, let me tell you that. But this song is the most famous for its use in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was the museum scene. And I think it not only is such a good song kind of talking about, like, you know, I've had all these good times and I don't want them to end, like, but also at the same time, I'm like preparing myself for if they do end. But also I think, like, this song was used so well, like, within the context of that film as well, and the sense of, like, keeping the good times, like, wanting the good times to stay good times, you know? Especially in the context of a day off, like what Ferris Bueller was doing. So, with all that in mind, I want you to picture, yourself standing in front of that painting in the Art Institute of Chicago that I cannot for the life of me remember what it's called. Like a day at the, Sunday in the Park with George, whatever painting that was about. It's how stupid is it that I can remember I cannot remember the name of the painting, but I can remember the name of the Sondheim musical that is based on that painting. Oh God. My brain's been rotted, let me tell you. But anyway, I want you to imagine that you're standing in front of that painting, and it's zooming in on your face, and then it's zooming in on the child's face, like in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That was what the reference was gonna be, but I got sidetracked by my own memory loss and ineptitude because I cannot remember what that painting is called. Ugh, anyway. Here is Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want by the Dream Academy, followed by some other songs that also fit this mood. Let's go.
Good times for a change
Seems the luck I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, 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 let me get what I want this time.
Searching with me. yourself in time out. Never pull out.
Cause you got what it takes in your
I mean, you guys, come on. Like, that song was so good. A lot's gonna change by Wise Blood playing right now on Doopy Time. The theme is time, and if you're just now tuning in, hi, hello. Hello, welcome. But I've been playing some songs that I think kind of showcase like more of like the negative side of time passing and therefore things changing. However, the next phase of my set is kind of songs that like kind of offer up like a counter argument to that, I guess, in the sense that like, yes, time is kind of always passing and we don't have much time left in the grand scheme of things, but I think that's also why it's so important to like use every moment to the best of your ability if you can, and just like taking everything in, not taking anything for granted, like not taking any like moment for granted. And when changes do happen, is just like kind of like, okay, well, I can either let this drag me down, or I can move with it, I guess, and move past it, and then maybe even a little bit, it won't even feel like much time has passed, even if a lot has. And yeah, I just want to play some songs that I think kind of convey that feeling of like seizing every moment that you can, and kind of like romanticizing just like the little moments where you feel like content with yourself. And what better song to illustrate that than Time Today by Caracaracaminiota will be playing next on Doopy Time. Let's hear it.
Long time to come, and I won't forget the way you held me.
A lovely little song. This will be Our Year by Dear Nora. All right, I have two more songs, and we're gonna try and play both of them, even if I'm probably gonna go over. But anyway, so I have this time for the piece de resistance of the set list, and I will try to explain it very fast. But before I explain the next song, which is the aforementioned piece de resistance, first I have to talk a little bit about the theme of the set, which has been time, and how I've been exploring objective measurements of time, as in minutes, seconds, blah, 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 and subjective measurements of time, such as things changing, whether you want them to or not, and what you decide to do with that. But what happens when you combine the two? This is a song from an album called Saijiki by a Japanese idol group project Minanaro, spelled 3776, and this is basically a concept album about the passing of 1 year. So each, there are 12 songs, which each represent a month, and there are two layers to each song. So one layer is like culturally significant songs of that month, along with like sound effects and samples from actual noises that happen in that month. And then underneath that layer is the main singer, Chiyono Ide, counting each day. So each day is 12 seconds on the song. So each little, so she's counting every second, and each second is 2 hours. So therefore, 12 seconds is 1 day, and roughly 6 minutes makes up a song, which makes up a month. Isn't that so cool? I think that's really cool. I did a whole video essay on this for my music journalism class back in freshman year. But anyway, the song you're about to hear is the song that they made for April. So there is really no way for me to transition very smoothly into the song because it starts very abruptly. So without further ado, this is April by Minanaro. Let's go. Thank you.
らはまだ生まれてはいないものか知ってた。今は見られてるだけ、そこに行けない。ビタミン、ミネラル不足、色も足りない。
Oh, boy.